Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist and the world's greatest soul winner, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Amen. Can y'all hear me on the line this morning?
Yes.
Well, all right then. God bless you. Good morning to you worldwide, and thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and to all of you coming from the blog line as well as from the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. God is so good, and I want to just thank all of you for coming from every walk of life, from every church affiliation and denomination. We're coming together. The enemy has tried to divide God's people for so long, for centuries, for eras, and trying to keep us from worshiping together. But one thing we can do, we can pray together and we can praise him together. I don't think it's overly praising God, even though I know you praised him on Sunday morning.
This conference is being recorded.
And even though I know you praised him in your home during the weekend and on the blog line, we gave God over 2 billion praises last night. That's wonderful. But he's done some other things for you since then. Amen. He's made a way out of no way. He's let you breathe so many hundreds and maybe thousands of times. He's let your heart beat thousands of times. So we owe him some more praise. Let's go to God in prayer and then we'll give him some praise. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Oh, you're so wonderful. So many benefits in worshiping you. So many benefits in praising you. And we just thank you for everything. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that rests upon this line. Holy Ghost, we're inviting you to take over this line. Do what you can do best, God. Do what you do best, better than anybody in the world. And that is, God, you touch, you deliver, you heal, you save, you set free. Oh, so many other things. We just praise you for the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Love, joy, hope, peace, and all these fruits, meekness, gentleness, kindness. We love you and we praise you. Now look on us today. Forgive all sin in the name of Jesus, omission and commission. And I pray that you heal people on the line, take them up, bless them bountifully, help their homes, their families, and give them the desires of their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we praise you and bless your holy name. We come to worship you and give you praise and adoration. Thank you again and again for everything that you have done over the weekend and even in times prior. And times in the past, rather. Bless your people, and we thank you for it. Now, this is a wonderful day. Lord, we come to praise you and help the people to praise you and remember the things that you have done for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we ask it and thank God for it. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all you. Don't get too comfortable now. You don't want to slip off into a deep sleep. But let's get ready to praise the Lord. Good morning to all of you. All of you on the line. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's speak to the Lord. I know he's been good to you. And don't let him come in your room and you not even speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Lord, hallelujah. Open your mouth and let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's praise the Lord this morning. I know you praise him in church and in your home and everywhere else, but you haven't praised him enough.
Oh, hallelujah.
He's still done enough for you. When you put your foot on the floor, or if you put your feet on the floor and you feel your feet and you're able to stand, somebody who can't stand would tell you, you've been blessed.
Yeah.
Amen. He's the one who, if you knew your name was on that list last night, to go in, And yet here you are alive. You ought to praise him. Let's give him praise right now. Praise Sheik in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise him.
Hallelujah, because he lives.
Glory to God. I can face tomorrow, but because he lives, I can face today. So I'm going to open up the praise report section, and if you would just step and hop on in there, and I'll give one at the end if I'm still on the line at the moment. God bless you. Who would be the first one to give God some praise?
This is Ambassador-elect Wilson, Mother Wilson, and I am grateful this morning for how the Lord has blessed me. And on yesterday, I thank God how he took me on to church, and I enjoyed the services, and I just enjoyed Jesus. And I just know that he is working. He is doing what he said he was going to do. And I praise God for his promises. It's so good. And I'm just looking forward to more of his promises. Pray for me.
Praise the Lord. That's what he wants to hear, Mother. Hallelujah. That you know that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Glory to God. And just because you said that, he's in the position to send and release angels. God, hallelujah, we thank you in advance for that praise report for what he is doing right now. Who will be the next person that will come on the line and say, I know he'll do it for you because he did it for me this weekend. Glory to God.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. It is such a pleasure to see another beautiful day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I thank God for another birthday today. Thank God. I thank God for all his goodness and his mercy. God has been truly, truly good to me down through the years. I haven't been in the hospital no more than having my children. I just thank God for not being in and out of the hospital. I thank God for this prayer line. Each and every day, I thank God for Mother Johnson with the wisdom that she has, and Dr. Johnson, and First Lady Betty, and for the First Fruit prayer line. I just thank God another day's birthday today. Thank God.
Praise God. God bless you, Mother, and happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a song, and I know you can look back over your life and you can begin to think of these words, grateful, 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 grateful.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
on the line that is grateful, grateful, grateful,
yes.
grateful.
Yes.
You can think up a praise report right now. Grateful, grateful, grateful,
yes.
gratefulness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's who he is to us. He's grateful, 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 grateful. Didn't he bring you over on last week? And this
yes.
morning, he's still making waves. Grateful, grateful. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
glory to God this morning. Thank Can
God.
We get someone else to come on and magnify
yes.
the Lord with us? Who will be the next one to give a praise report? Glory to
Good
God.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
This is
the atmosphere is
set. Can you
Amen.
Hear me? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Okay, hello.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
No.
No.
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I just thank God for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way. Another beautiful day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I thank the Lord for being in church on yesterday. We had a visiting elder from Inkster, Michigan, and how he came and preached from Numbers 22, verses 20 through 33. He talked about donkey sense, and it was really good. He talked about how the donkey saved Balaam's life because Balaam was on his way to curse the Israelites, and God wasn't having it. And I enjoyed the message, and I enjoyed everyone that was there. And I'm just asking the saints to pray for me. And I would like to say happy birthday to Sister Garnett. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God, for that beautiful testimony. Amen. Who would be the next one? That is grateful. Hallelujah. If he woke you up this morning, just lift your hands. I heard a testimony on yesterday, and I've shared with everyone how I have one of my employees who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and we prayed for her on this line. On this line about a week ago, it was last week, and went to visit her on Saturday evening, and her spirits is up, and she's excited about what God is going to do. And I heard her say, every morning, you will see a morning, a different morning, when man put a designated time on you. But when you believe God, hallelujah, you see things a little different. And she said, I am so grateful and I am so thankful for this moment that I have, that every morning when I wake up and see the sky, I look at it in a different way because I may not see it again. And I thank God. And she began to think about and just think about all the things she did, a reflection in her life, that God could have taken her out when she wasn't saved. And I believe this relationship has drawn her closer to God. And when you get closer to God and know who can bring you out, you see him differently. You see him like, God, I don't want to do nothing in the morning, get up and praise and worship you. God, I can't make it through this day without you. And I will acknowledge you in the, no matter what the situation. And the Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. So if anybody on the line, and I know that you are, glory to God, bless your heart, bless your soul.
God bless you, Ambassador Stitt. Wonderful praise worship this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
This Ambassador Pfeiffer here. I just want to put my praise in, add it on to what is said.
Jesus,
First Fruit Prayer Line family. Thank God for another day. Thank God for Ambassador. Thank God for Lady Betty. Thank God for Mother Johnson. Thank God for our praise and worship leader this morning. You are doing such a wonderful job. And I know even being work is a sacrifice, but thank God that you've taken the time to just share the word of God and letting the people know that God is still good to you. And I wouldn't dare let you just get all of this good pie fire with us. Amen. Always say it's like mama's apple pie. But I am praising God for First Fruit Prayer Line this morning. I praise God for the people of God.
Every time
I hear a praise report, I just praise God because I know the prayers and the sacrificial prayers that have been prayed on this prayer line. Thank God for the staff on the First Fruit Prayer Line. It is just so amazing, so wonderful, so glorious just to hear the voices of the people of God go forth on this prayer line, lifting up the name Jesus, letting the world know that we serve a risen Savior, and he is here to bless, and he is blessing. And out of all the prayer requests, we do come back with a praise report. I heard someone testify about a week ago about their tires, how they had gone to the place and tires, and didn't have the funds. I believe it was Ambassador Spitz, and he told you you could come back and bring the money back to him. And I was just listening at that because the same thing had happened to my husband. He went to get tires on his vehicle, and he got there, and the card wouldn't allow him to take out that certain amount. And he told the guy, he said, sir, I can go and get it for you. The man said, sir, no problem, no problem. Just whenever you get it, bring it back, and I'll be here. He said, the same thing happened to me. And, you know, a lot of things that are taking place now, the Lord is allowing us to see that it's not just you in that situation, but other people have gone through the same thing, and they feel that same passion for you. They have that same praise report where God has stepped in, moved in, and allowed someone to trust them yet. Because very few people you can trust nowadays. And the Lord let him know that he had the same thing had happened to him. But I am thanking God. My voice is almost gone from being in two or three services on yesterday. But I just rose to say thank God for another day. Thank God for how he has blessed and blessed and blessed. Thank God for all those on the First Fruit prayer line and even Ambassador Stern on Friday. You wouldn't have known who she was talking about. I almost didn't know who she was talking about. That lady gets a gift with words that nobody else does. Thank God for you, Ambassador Stitz, Ambassador Stern, and we are yet praying for Ambassador Gina Hodges and that with glory, that she will rise up stronger than ever. She might be a little woman, but she is well put together. And we thank God for each and every one on this prayer line. I get so happy when I hear your praise report. That's why sometimes I just sit back and listen. So to God be the glory for the things he has done and in the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, God bless you, Ambassador. Back into your hands.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank him for all the testimonies that I've heard. I thank him for the beautiful service we had on yesterday. Just had a beautiful Sunday school, and I thank the Lord for that. And on yesterday, we had our ushers and nurses program, and they brought us a beautiful program, the Holy Cake. And the different members told the different parts of the cake, and they had the scriptures, and they talked on the scriptures, and we just had a beautiful time. And I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for this prayer line. I just thank God.
Praise amen. The Lord. God bless you. Someone else?
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Leg Johnson, area code 325. Honor the Lord on today, and Chief Ambassador Johnson and Lady Betty Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, and the Mother of the Nation Johnson, to all the ambassadors and ambassador-elects, I praise God this morning for life, health, and strength. I truly thank God for coming into my life, saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with his Holy Ghost. Thank him for healing. I thank God for being just who he is. He is God. Truly, I'm just praising God for all the many things that he has done for me and mine. God has just been so good. He allowed me to attend the night of our state meeting as well, and I got a precious nugget that was able to carry me on for sure, and that word was breaking the cycle. And the speaker was speaking about from the man at the pool that sat there 38 long years. But God came to break the cycle. We're not to just sit and accept it. And I just took that and I said, Lord, I'm looking for you to break the cycle that's going on, been going on too long right now. Truly, I praise God for the word of God. God is so good to me, and I thank him, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him. Thank the Lord. Continue to be blessed, saint. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you. Praise God. Go ahead, sister. God bless
you. Good morning.
You. Bye.
This is 816 Ambassador, like Charlotte Gray. That is a message right there alone about that 38 years. Lord have mercy. I just want to give my praise report as well, thanking God for even me, Lord. Even me. If it was just me, God, you would come back just for me. I thank God because he makes time for me, even me, Lord, and all my shortcomings. Lord, in all of my praise, God, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me and how you're strengthening and stretching, God. I thank you for your outreach hand, God. Thank you, Jesus, even me, Lord. Thank you, God. That's my praise report today on this magnificent Monday. I enjoy this. God bless y'all. Love y'all. Go ahead, Ambassador Smith.
God bless you, woman of God, and all of the saints who have proclaimed the goodness of the Lord. Chief, how many more?
Let's take about three more.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Come on, let's three more.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Go ahead, woman of God.
I think I heard Sister Tanya. Go ahead, sister.
Yes, ma'am, you did. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador-elect Williams. And I did just get on the line, but I thank God. I just want to just give God all the praise and honor and just give him all the glory. Just want to give honor to Chief Ambassador Johnson and Ambassador Lady Betty and Ambassador Mother Johnson, and as well as you, Ambassador Stith. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. I just do have a praise report. Last week, I went to go pay my bill. I knew it was supposed to be a certain amount, and I called in just to check it, just to confirm it as I was getting ready to go pay it. And lo and behold, it was only a few dollars, but it was a few dollars less. And I said, well, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So I get the money together and everything, and I go down to pay my bill and got there, and it was a few more dollars less. I said, well, God, I thank you. I said, God, you are so good. Thank you for the double decrease. So I'm just praising God because he is just so good. Though it was, like I said, though it was only a few dollars, that was, amen, it was a few dollars. And that was just, I still look at that. That's God's favor, and I just thank God for that. Yeah. And I give him all the glory because I was it was nobody but him. And it could have been a few hundred dollars. It could have been a few thousand dollars less. So I take that I don't just take it with a grain of salt. Amen. I just thank God for what he is doing. And it continues to increase my faith and know that even in some other areas, he's going to do the same. Amen. God bless you all, and you all have a blessed day.
Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Praise God for that testimony. Ambassador-elect Williams, always good to hear your voice. The Bible says in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. There was another voice that was coming on the line. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
Ma'am.
This is Sister Sheila.
God bless
Sheila. I'm just thanking God this morning for all the great work he has done in my life. I just thank God for you, and you. I'm thanking God this morning because I know he's going to do some great things in my life. I was coming back yesterday from vacation. I got so far home and got a speeding ticket. But I tell you, God is still doing great things because I know for myself, God is going to decrease or remove that speeding ticket. I'm not even worried about it. I'm just giving God the praises because he's just so good. I just thank God on this morning for that speeding ticket because one thing is going to calm me down for me to take my feet off the pedal. That's one thing. Number two, I know God's got some great things in store for me from that speeding ticket. So I'm just giving God the praises. Don't think I'm crazy because I'm praising God because of speeding ticket. I'm thanking God because he let him pay for that speeding ticket. So I'm just giving God the praise this morning and just loving him, just loving on him, just loving on this line. I just thank God for you. I'm just thanking God for each and every last one of you on this prayer line. Mother Johnson, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Glory to his name. I'm just giving.
Trust him, amen, that the power of life and death is in your tongue. tongue. And if you speak the word, his word is even nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Speak his word. No doubt, no disbelief, and watch God do it. Amen. And I just believe the Lord for every word that's spoken, even in prayer on this line, that it would be manifested. Because the Bible lets us know that where two or three are gathered, he will be in the midst. And we thank God for his resurrection power. I've heard many prayer requests, and I heard Chief pray and travail over many prayer requests. Amen. And this is a wonderful time that every morning when you come to the line that you give God praise and say, God, I thank you for waking me up. Lord, I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for the extra $2. Lord, I thank you for my son's job. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the deliverance. Hallelujah. And he enjoys to hear everything. God, thank you. Everything. Hallelujah. No one gets mad but the devil, but he's no one. God bless all of you. God bless you, Chief, for allowing me to step in at this moment. And I give God the glory and the praise. I'm just at a place. Hallelujah. It just doesn't matter anymore about anything, saints. Long as Jesus. It's Jesus this morning. It's Jesus every day. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. It's all about him. It's about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, Chief. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. My God, Ambassador Stith, you did a wonderful job. And thank you so much for it. We have time this morning. We're going to move into, did I hear the voice of Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson? Did you want to give a praise report? If so, we certainly have time for you. Amen. Are you there? Did I hear your voice? Amen. Trying to give a praise report. All right. If she comes back in later, we'll certainly take time for her. And at the end, I certainly want to get the happy birthday wishes for Geraldine Garnett, yes, who has a birthday today, I understand. All right.
Chief Ambassador.
Uh-huh.
You just gave a powerful revelation right there. When you came on and asked for Lady Betty's voice, the revelation here is that's the way God is about us. Out of all the praises and worship that were going on, you could hear Lady Betty's voice. Hallelujah. When I missed it, and maybe someone else didn't hear it, but you could hear Lady Betty's voice. And that's the way God is, saints, about all of us. Over 91 million listeners, he hears that one voice and say, hey, what is it my baby need? What is it my son need? What is it my daughter need? I need to come to the rescue. Hallelujah. All you have to do is Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer. I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Thank you, Chief. You bless me. Glory to God.
All right. God bless you. That's Ambassador Stith. Amen. Nobody like Ambassador Stith, and we appreciate her so very much. All right. Again, I'm asking Ambassador Lady Betty, if you were trying to get in there, please greet the people, say hello, and any praise report that you have. Otherwise, we'll come back after a while. Are you there? All right. God bless you. I want to move to our prayer requests this morning. Somebody may have a desperate prayer, have a desperate situation, and prayer will change things. I'm a living witness that prayer will change things. I don't care what you're going through. God can use prayer to change your life, completely change it. And I want to see if we can get one of our ambassadors, our ambassador's leg, or anybody on the line who is a prayer warrior to receive those prayer requests this morning and pray for the people. Anybody? The line is open to you.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador Johnson. This is Ambassador-elect Evangelist Williams. I would be more than happy, sir, to take the prayer request.
Prayer request. Thank you so much. The line is open to you.
Amen.
Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson wants to jump in there, welcome her. Thank God.
Okay. Amen. All right. Well, good morning. Anyone have any prayer requests? Feel free. This is your time.
Yes, this is Mother Wilson, Ambassador Mother Wilson. I am requesting special prayer for my sons. I have four sons, and I'm requesting prayer for them, and they really stand in the need of prayer and God's blessing. I don't know what the situation is with them, but I do believe and know that there is one, because the Lord always tug into mothers concerning their children. And the oldest son is Willie. The next one is Everett, Joseph, and Christopher. We call him Danny. That's the baby boy. But all them need special prayer. And pray for them for me. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother. You said Willie, Everett, Christopher is the youngest. Joseph. Okay.
And Danny.
Danny. Okay. Danny is Christopher, correct?
Right.
Okay. Right. Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning.
This is Ambassador Elect Bernita again. And I just praise
Good morning,
God
woman
for the saints, praying for my aunt May, and she is improving. And I thank God for that. And at this time, I would like to ask the saints to continue to pray for her. And I would also like to ask for prayer for Pastor Robert Green of the New Life, Kojic. He's running for mayor, and I would just like to put him on the prayer list.
Amen. You said Pastor Robert Green, correct?
Dean. D as in David, E-A-N. Dean.
Oh, Dean. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay. Got it. Thank you, Ambassador Elect Frierson.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Amen. Praise God.
Good morning. Come on.
Good morning. This is Sister Larry, 616 area code, and I just would like to put in a prayer request for families, that the Lord brings divided families back. Just praying for relationships today. Amen. Mother-father relationships, immediate family relationships, just family in general, families that are divided and not as strong as they once were, but praying for strong families that the Lord will reunite them. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Latanya. This is Charlotte Gray. I want to chime in on that and make three prayer requests this morning. Mother Peterson is on my heart. I want to lift up her and her family, and I also want to lift up my husband. Asked me to put John, his friend, they found a spot on his lung. So I want to lift him up and just add into that family, my children as well. That makes three. God bless you, woman of God. I'd love to hear you sing. Have a good day.
Amen. God bless you too, woman of God. And that was the prayer for your husband, Anthony. Is that correct?
My husband's friend, John, they found a spot on his lung.
Oh, your husband's friend. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he asked me to put him on the prayer list this morning.
Okay. And for your children, correct?
Yes, I want to chime in with Mother Wilson and the other young lady. I didn't catch her name, 616 area code, but that makes three. And I'm just believing the power of the Holy Ghost in divided families. In the name of Jesus, reuniting. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, and Mother Peterson. Don't forget Mother Peterson, please.
Yep, and I got Mother Peterson. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Sister Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer for Mother Johnson. And I have some missing items of jewelry missing, and I haven't found it. It's been a good while, and I remember what Dr. Johnson said. He lost something, and he found it, so I'm lifting that request up. As for my son, Tyree Garnett, my daughter, Majanda. God bless you.
Mother Digby Unspoken.
What was the name? Mother Digby?
Mother Digby Unspoken.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Lady Guy in Florida, and I see that there is a cry and a need that we pray for our children. So I request a prayer for all of our children and our grandchildren, and especially my adult son, Christopher. But let us pray for all of